is posted for comment today in the Federal Register. Conservation of fish and wildlife resources on private lands is critical to maintaining our nation's biodiversity. However, private property owners may face land use restrictions if species found on their land are listed under the Endangered Species Act. If the Fish and Wildlife Service approves the agreement, landowners and support partners will have much more protection and incentive to develop and implement lesser prairie chicken conservation programs in Texas, which has been one of our...
So we are going to get our cooperative agreement?
Well, we're still taking all
the steps. This has been a pet issue of mine, and Commissioner Bivens has taken the lead on it.
This is an important step.
This is really important. We don't need a panhandle spotted out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, item number 2, land sale Briscoe County, Courtney Coleman.
Good morning, the record. My name is Courtney Coleman. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item is the Taprock Canyon Trailways. It is Taprock Canyon Trailways. It's 64 miles in Hall, Briscoe, and Floyd County. This particular item is in Briscoe County, and as a matter of fact, is in Kittaquay, this town, Kittaquay. An adjacent landowner, through a mutual misunderstanding between a previous park manager and himself, has built a portion of a home and his septic system on part of the trailway, as you can see by the ridge there. And we proposed, because it was a mutual disagreement, to sell him that portion of the trailway. It's 200 foot wide in there. Previously, we had stated a couple of years ago, that we would sell anything outside 100 foot, and this is part of that outside the 100 foot. And we'd like...
Where's the trailway between... That's the old railroad bed?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. And it, as we had stated in the earlier motion a couple of years ago, the trailway fluctuates anywhere from 100 foot wide to 600 foot wide, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's what. And when, before the owner started this project, he had contacted the then manager, and they thought it was 100 foot wide. After he built his house, it turned out to be 200 foot wide. So.
It doesn't. This was... helps clean this up and doesn't interfere with our trail.
No, sir.
This doesn't interfere with the public's use.
No, sir, not at all. The next step with
this
will be public notice, schedule a public meeting and come to you with an action at the November meeting.
Okay, any discussion? All right, there's no further discussion. I'll ask the staff to begin public notice input process. Item number 3 is land donation Bastrop Strait Park. Working on the game.
For the record, Monty Coleman. This is a donation of Bastrop State Park, Bastrop County. It's 265 acres. The subject tract is shown in red. It has highway frontage on 21. More importantly, it has over a mile in common with the boundary of the existing park. And again, the next step would be, with your approval, publish public notice, anticipate commission action at the November meeting.
And this is at no cost to the commission?
No cost to
the park. Okay, I believe this land was actually acquired by Bastrop County, I believe, in their...
Bastrop County is going to pay for about half of it with Section 6 Endangered Species Funds, and then the foundation will supply the other part of it.
All right. Any further discussion? If not, I'll ask staff to begin the public... ask staff to begin the public notice input process. Number 4, oil and gas lease nomination, Caldwell County. Corky, you're on again.
Well, I've seen this. Mineral leasing of Parks and Wildlife lands lies to the Board of Lease, the General Land Office. The Board of Lease has traditionally honored whatever we recommend. This is Lockhart State Park, located in Caldwell County. It's the entire park, 264 acres. It's saying no surface occupancy, $150 an acre lease rate, minimum 25% royalty, $10 an acre delay rental in a 3-year term. This is the motion you'll see before you tomorrow.
Is it to be on the location, or is it off-site?
Off-site.
Horizontal?
No surface occupancy.
No surface. Any further discussion? Okay. I will place the item on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Number five, land donation, Brown County.
Again, Corky Coleman. This is, y'all saw this at the last meeting, and this is just brought up again, and actually this isn't a land donation, it's more for the minerals. The phrase in the estate and the will of Leona Hughes stated that she's leaving us the mineral rights plus any properties not associated with the 1998 conveyance. After looking over the deeds, that was just a catch-all phrase I think they put in there to make sure, but I think we were deeded everything they owned in 1998, and it would just be the donation of mineral rights at that site, and this is the motion you will see.
Bless her. Any discussion? Okay. No further questions or discussion. I'll place the item on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action.
Thank you.
Committee item number six, land donations, Brewster County, Black Cap. Well, I've managed to put all of it.
Chairman, Commissioner, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to the donation of several in-holdings with small tracts surrounded by Black Cat Wildlife Management Area. You were briefed on this item in May. As you can see, this is part of a larger Trans-Pecos Conservation Initiative. If you'll look at that Black Cat Wildlife Management Area, the circle there, you'll see that there are still some small parcels of land that are not in conservation. Our goal is to get as many of those into conservation as practical. The inholdings, I apologize for the quality of this map, but the inholdings are shown in white. There is one not showing, but we do have five willing sellers of six different tracts of land. The funds are being provided by the Texas Big Horn Society. In March, they voted to set aside $100,000 for the purpose of trying to plug these remaining few holes at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. These are specifically all in prime desert bighorn habitat. And tomorrow you will see a recommendation to authorize the executive director to accept the transfer of these inholdings to Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions?
I just want to thank you for your good work on that. I'm familiar with that part of the world and that piece of land, and you've come brought it a long way to get more and more land in conservation and get away from the hodgepodge.
There are fewer and fewer holes in that all the time.
Well, good job. It's a big job.
Okay. No further discussion. We'll place the item on the Thursday commissioning agenda for public comment and action. We have another Black Cap.
This is a closely related item. Pertains to
item number seven. Yeah.
Pertains to the donation of a conservation easement on a 9,400-acre ranch adjacent to Black Cap. You were also briefed on this one in May. Another one of those gaps in that whole conservation area. This is a close-up. The ranch is historically been known as the Adams Ranch. The area in blue comprises almost 9,500 acres. The previous owner placed a conservation easement on it, which was accepted by the foundation, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, with the idea that at some point it would be transferred to Texas Parks and Wildlife. The green areas are owned by the General Land Office. The recommendation is that the management, the acceptance of that, the holder of that easement be transferred from the foundation to Texas Parks and Wildlife to be managed consistent with the mission of management at Black Gap. And this is the motion you will see tomorrow if you wish to proceed.
Any questions?
Yeah, I want to thank you for getting that work done. It's worth it. Such a big one, society never that wouldn't have happened. As I understand it, that tract is present, the easement is present, held by the foundation, but the foundation doesn't have the resources to monitor it. Right, so
correct. They accepted that.
Not monitor.
Yes, sir. They accepted that with the intention of being an intermediary and holding it until we could accept it. Yes, sir.
Okay. There's no further discussion. I'll place the item on Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. We'll now recess the executive session. Therefore, I'd like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, the refers to, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. An executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberating on real estate matters under Section 5.1072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of seeking legal advice from General Counsel under Section 5.1071 of the Open Meetings Act. Mr. Chairman, because I have to go to a funeral, I won't be the chairman of the reopening until I pass the gavel to you when we resume.
But that really big gavel we have.
Right.
The journal.